Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Family of Opportunity, home of Expert Insights Publishing, Insights in Published Magazine, Communities, and Broadcasts, where visionaries and those on the rise come together to create immediate impact. And I am so excited today because with me I have Inger Poles and Mark Cook. And I'd like to share a little bit about these amazing individuals. Inger graduated from Yale University and Columbia Business School and then spent a dozen years as marketing executive before adopting a four-year-old boy and then a three-year-old girl from abroad in order to help them make up for their challenging start. Inger returned to school to study nutrition and dietary theory and received certifications as a holistic health coach. She now serves as editor New England Health Advisory, where she writes three weekly health and wellness newsletters. Her 15 and 13-year-old kids are thriving and healthy and no longer suffer from migraines, allergies, colds, or flu, and she's helped hundreds and thousands of people to achieve wellness and lasting change. Such an incredible contribution, and never was it needed more than now. And then we have Mark. Mark has been in various high-level human resources positions for over 20 years and is currently an HR executive for L.L. Bean. In addition, Mark is a high-performance coach with Brendon Burchard Group. 11 years ago, Mark lost 50 pounds and kept it off for over 10 years. Inger and Mark are authors of the forthcoming book, The Willpower Solution, which helps readers to outsmart their brains in order to finally make effortless and lasting change and create lives of their dreams. And they will also be joining us along with Carlos Slim, the richest man in the world, in our forthcoming book, Ready, Aim, Influence. And I am so thrilled to have you both here and so excited for you to share about the amazing work you're contributing to the world. Welcome, Inger and Mark.
Thank you, Vicki.
Thank you, Vicki.
You know, I was wondering if you could share with us a little bit about how you came to this wonderful work and contribution you're making to the world and really achieve the place of influence that you both share today.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And thank you again, Vicki, for having us on this interview. We are just thrilled and excited to be part of this process. So thank you once again for inviting us to talk with you. For me, I'll go back to kindergarten. When I went to kindergarten on my first day, we were asked what we wanted to do with our life at 5 years old. And I said, without hesitation, that I wanted to be a teacher. And while I never became a teacher in the traditional sense, throughout my life, I have enjoyed helping, educating, and inspiring people. And as a corporate leader, most recently at L.L. Bean, this has involved coaching and mentoring and providing learning opportunities to people to help them achieve business goals and support them in their career journey. I have also guided others in making dramatic improvements in their health based on my own personal experience and insights from my own journey on health. These experiences brought me just tremendous joy, incredible personal satisfaction, and awareness at a very young age that supporting others in achieving their goals, and more importantly, their heart's desire, is my life's purpose and my passion. And I would just add to that, that these, what I would say, are literally thousands of interactions, taught me so much about what it takes to change, not only for myself, but for others, and how to transform their lives and my own life in a way that is truly sustainable.
That is so powerful. And I know, you know, we've shared before that we both have shared time in the human resources area, and it's mm-hmm. so important that that is recognized as a really important area of resource, number one, and that people are able to have the information that they need to really perform in at their very peak. And it's wonderful because what both of you are doing really brings that to the forefront for everyone.
Absolutely. It's been a real privilege to be in HR and see the growth of the industry and to be considered an integral part of the business today.
Absolutely. Inger, did you want to add something to that?
Sure. I can jump in. My path is a little different. I also started in the corporate world. I spent about a dozen years working for companies like Ford Motor Company, Unum, an online leading women's wellness company. And then I worked as a management and a marketing consultant. And in all of those different environments, I started to see a pattern. I started to see coworkers becoming sick with conditions that used to only afflict their parents. And then about that time, I adopted a 4-year-old boy from Kazakhstan, and then a year later, a 3-year-old girl from Siberia. And when I brought my 4-year-old home, he was the size of an 18-month-year-old. He had all the fire and energy of life, but he had not received any nutritionally substantive food in the first 4 years of his life or in utero. And I knew in that moment I had to learn everything that I could to try to help him make up for his challenging start. So I went back to school, and I studied nutrition and dietary theory, became a holistic health coach. And my son had, when he came home, allergies, migraines. He would get pneumonia and bronchitis every year like clockwork. And in my studies, I learned that food is medicine. And after a while, he became healthy, and people started to ask me, how come your kids never get sick, Inger? They're never missing school. And wait, and they come to my house. Do you have any aspirin? I said, no, I don't have any in my house. What do you mean? You don't have any aspirin? No, no cold medicine, no aspirin, not anymore. And about that time, I was asked to be the editor of the New England Health Advisory, and I started sharing all of the information that I had learned and all the things that I discovered on my way to helping people get well and stay well. And that is really my passion. But as I was going through that process, I started to see a pattern in the people that wanted to get healthy and make changes. And I observed that there were certain conditions that were present when they were successful, and that without those there, regardless of how motivated they were or how much they wanted it, the change just didn't happen. Or if it did happen, it just didn't stick. And that's when I got really excited, because then I knew I had found some secrets to change, whether it's in wellness or in business or any aspect of your life. When those elements are in place, it works. And without them, it rarely does. So I started to focus on helping others make change, and that's when I met Mark, and we began this journey together.
That is so incredible that you found one another to contribute in this way. It's great collaboration that you have going to share this unbelievable information. Tell me a little bit about maybe how you met, and then also where you found support when you were on the rise, collaborative support.
That's a great question, because support is so important. Just before I go into that, just to answer the question of how we met, it's actually very interesting because we went to high school together, but we didn't know each other in high school. And about almost a year ago, the local paper in my hometown did an article about a book that I had released, and Mark saw it and emailed me, congratulations, and we started talking, and he told me his story of how he had lost all this weight, and I was sharing what I was working on, and we realized that we had a very similar mission and we're on similar paths, although we were coming at it from a very different way. So that was really kind of a cool thing for us to, like, there was so much that had been going on as we traveled our separate paths, it all kind of seemed to come together perfectly to bring us forward to deliver this message. So, but going back to support, as I said, I think it's just so important. And in fact, it's one of the 5 secrets that I uncovered to making successful and lasting change. Whether you're trying to increase profitability or productivity, or whether you're just trying to lose weight or maybe get off prescription medications, or maybe it's just to have a really great relationship, support is the linchpin. There are other secrets to making lasting change, and there's actually 5 of them, and I'm real quickly going to run through them just to put it into context.
Wonderful.
But the first is that change has to be small. And you may have heard this before because people have said this often, but there's a lot of science behind why that is. Scientists have discovered that willpower is kind of like a muscle that wears out over time, and that there's a part of your brain known as the amygdala which manages stress. And it will actually engage and fire up to protect you if it perceives you in a stressful situation. Well, when you try to make a big change, and they actually can show this on an MRI, your amygdala gets crazy. It's on fire because that is perceived as very stressful. So it's going to work to get you back to what's comfortable. And when you start kind of deviating your behavior and going back to what you used to do, it's not because you're weak, and it's not because you lack willpower. It's because your brain is trying to protect you. So the only way to make change is that it has to be small because it aligns naturally with what your brain wants to do. Second, change has to be effortless because if it's hard, you're just not going to do it. I mean, at least not for long, right? It's if you have to struggle with this every single day and you just don't want to do it because it feels hard, you're just not going to. Third, you've got to feel empowered. There has to be some control in it for you, or you're not going to stick with it. So anytime you have a diet or a regimen that somebody else created, and you have to follow it to the letter, it can work short-term, but it's not going to work long-term because you're not going to live on grapefruits forever, right? The grapefruit diet may work for a little bit, but you're not going to be able to survive long-term on grapefruits. So you've got to be able to modify it. You've got to be able to tweak it based on your own lifestyle and what works for you. And fourth, it has to be progressive because very few of us can stop cold turkey, right? Some of us can. And if you want to change something really badly and you can do it quickly, fantastic. But most of the time, you need to at least have the option to change that habit or reduce that guilty pleasure slowly over time because otherwise, it'll feel stressful and you guess what? You'll be right back to square one where your brain is going to kick in and try to keep you comfortable. So, for example, if you know you need to drink more water or maybe you need to stop that late-night snack before bed, instead of stressing your brain out by saying, okay, starting today, I'm not going to do it anymore, and we all know how long those resolutions last, right? By eating one less cookie or maybe just drinking one more glass of water, breaking it into smaller pieces that you can progress, once that's ingrained, you can add or subtract one more, and little by little you'll get there without ever having the resistance from your brain. The last secret to change, number five, is the one that we started out with, and I think it's probably the most important. It's support, because we all need support in making changes in life, in business, in anything we do. We need to know that we're not alone. We need to have someone to share our struggles, and we need to have someone celebrate our victories with us. As important as it is to have someone to commiserate with or give you a shoulder when things are tough, it's really important for success, for making change, for living a great life, that you celebrate your success along the way. Support may well be the most important and most overlooked component to success and to change in life.
Mm. I'm so glad you mentioned that because that is so critical, especially in these days when things move so rapidly and things are changing so quickly. It's really a critical skill that everyone has to have. And I was wondering, are there any other skills that you think are really required for just to thrive today, both in business and in our lives?
Absolutely, Vicki. And I would say that it starts with having a very clear vision. Now, you know, when someone says that, it sounds very simple or very obvious. But I have to say, it is amazing how many people and how many businesses cannot clearly and really succinctly communicate their vision. And if you can't articulate your vision in a compelling sentence or two, you aren't clear. So how can anyone else be clear on what you're trying to do? So having a very clear, compelling vision that everybody understands and can articulate, I think is critical. And going back to your earlier point, with rapid change, all the more important so that you're staying on course, but also being open to opportunities that support that vision. The next thing I'd say is that it's very important to have shared values that both inspire you and also to keep you focused along with your vision. In my view, everyone in your business needs to know where you're going, the values that your company embraces to keep you on track, both short, you know, and long term, and they need to be engaged in making it happen, or you're not going to succeed. I've never seen any group, any team, any business be successful unless these components are in place, particularly engagement. And I'll just give you an example. at L.L. Bean, which is known, you know, over the last 100 years, just celebrated 100-year anniversary in, last year for its legendary customer service. And at L.L. Bean, this means unwavering commitment to superior customer satisfaction and absolute 100% guarantee on products. That's something that every employee in the company understands and can articulate.
Yeah, that is so important, really, really critical, that clarity of vision, because you really, as you say, can't go anywhere without that. So that's so beautiful. I was wondering, you both are really contributing, again, so much to the information people need to have fulfillment in life and balance. What do you think are some really important tips to create that, again, in our busy world where everything is changing?
That's a great question, and I'm so glad you asked that, because balance is so important for long-term success. Just to make one comment back to the skills, I think Mark really nailed that beautifully. But, you know, whatever the vision is, because not everyone's working in a company like L.L. Bean, we really feel that you need to be committed to demonstrating it and delivering it, whatever it is, with integrity. Integrity is so important in this world today, with word of mouth and the virtual world traveling so fast. It's more valuable than any advertising, and it's so harmful if it's bad. We think that if you consistently over-deliver on your promise, you'll be energized, your employees will be energized, and your customers will be rabid fans. So just wanted to throw that in there because we really think that's important, along with the flexibility, because as Mark said, things happen so fast, and you said too, everything's changing so rapidly that you've kind of got to be able to alter your course or adjust your flight plan as you go, because new opportunities are constantly emerging. So just adding that back in. But going on to balance, it's so important for long-term success. Yeah, I think it's another linchpin to success, and it's an integral part of our successful change process, because it's so easy to focus on a certain area and then let something else slide, and sometimes you don't even realize it. Part of our change process involves assessing your satisfaction in 12 key areas of your life, and we believe that you need to check back and reassess at least once every 6 months, because life, like business, changes rapidly, even if sometimes we're feeling stuck. We have a unique and proprietary process that will take you through that and determine your relative happiness in those areas. And unfortunately, we don't have time to go through that whole thing, but something that we can give you right now that people could use is to kind of sit down and think about the key areas of your life, whatever they might be for you. And there are probably some that are on everyone's list, and maybe there are some that are unique to you. You know, it could be work and career, love, family, health, spirituality, giving back or volunteerism, your passions, whatever they may be. Just make your list and then take a moment, consider where things stand in that area of your life, and rate them all, each of them, on a scale of 1 to 10. 1 being, you're just miserable, it totally sucks, and it's got to change now. And 10 being, oh my gosh, I am completely and totally happy, it's amazing, it's exactly the way I want it. Now, this may seem really simple, obvious, or even kind of silly, but when you actually sit down and take the time to go through and rate each one truly and honestly, you might really be surprised about how you're actually living your life and where you're putting your time and energy versus how you really want to be living your life. 9 times out of 10, it's a huge eye-opener.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fantastic. Fantastic. I was wondering, I mean, the two of you have come together in this great collaboration with these wonderful backgrounds to really help people enhance their life and reach total fulfillment in every area. And you're doing this so beautifully together. How important do you think collaborations are to success?
Well, as you put it, Vicki, since we are collaborating, clearly we really believe it's critical to success. Mark and I have come from very different backgrounds, different experiences, and life situations to collaborate on our vision to help people finally break free and make successful, lasting change. And when you work with someone that has a similar vision, as Mark and I do, but a different approach or different experiences, it is just so powerful. For us, we have found that our collaboration blends analytical with creative, discipline and structure with a barrier-breaking mentality, passion with process, and even personal experience with research versus collective observation, and even the male-female perspective, which is always a fun one to collaborate on. But we really do think of collaboration, whether it's in a relationship or in business, well, any relationship, whether it's a personal one or a business one, the right collaboration is just like the right relationship. It's about two people or organizations bringing their best and their commitment, their vision, and their desire to create something that is bigger than themselves. And that's really what it's all about. One of my favorite quotes ever is from E.E. Cummings, and he said this about a relationship, a really powerful relationship, and he said, one is not the half of two. The two are halves of one.
Mm.
And that's all about creating something bigger than each of you can create individually. And it's my mantra for relationships, but I think it works in business collaborations as well. When businesses or organizations or teams come together with that goal, really beautiful things happen.
Oh, that is really powerful. Really, really powerful. I was wondering, have you noticed a change in that? Because we were discussing how important that, you know, being able to accept changes, especially in our fast-paced world. How has the importance of collaborations changed maybe over the last decade or so from your perspective?
Well, I think it's just everything is changing so rapidly, and collaborations are just becoming more and more important. We can no longer do things alone. You know, that the skill levels that we need, you know, are just expanding rapidly. We need other help people to provide those. We need support. We need help to get things done. We need to feed our creativity. And we need to be able to move quickly and seize opportunities as they arise. Going it alone is a much longer and harder path. So why not shorten it and have a little more fun along the way by joining forces with someone or an organization that's uniquely able to help you grow? I think that collaborations are going to continue to become more and more important for success, and it's going to increase exponentially, I think, over the next decade.
Yeah, and I think, you know, too, as the world keeps getting smaller from the perspective of our access to everybody anywhere, collaborative approach to that global change is really become important in every aspect of our lives.
Absolutely. We can now collaborate with someone halfway around the world.
That's
amazing.
It is amazing. So tell me, what do you think? I mean, you've obviously been attracted to each other in this wonderful collaboration on having everyone achieve their maximum capabilities in every area of their life. What do you think are important in attracting and maintaining great partnerships today?
Let me chime in on that one, Vicki. I personally feel that we're attracted to great ideas, powerful movements, and quite frankly, audacious goals. Passion and boldness for something bigger than us, I think, inspires us and draws us in. And that's what, quite frankly, got me excited about Inger. And so I think a key factor, you know, in maintaining and attracting great partnerships is doing something that excites people and inspires them. And they want to be your partner. So that's the most important for me. In addition, I think I would just say that we've all seen many partnerships that fail because they're simply based on money or a transaction or perhaps a perceived benefit of working together that at the outset was never fully explored. So great partnerships are those that not only generate great results and have lasting success, but, you know, they're also based on sharing a common vision. They're built on integrity that is way beyond, you know, a legal document. They're fostered on mutual trust, and by that I mean openness, keeping your word, doing the right thing. And I think, you know, I would also say a willingness to embrace and learn from differences. Our partnership that Inger and I have, we have learned so much about how we think about things different. And it has made what we have developed so much better just by looking at the same thing differently and willingness to say, I never thought of it that way, but that really is better. I would also continue to say that I believe that truly great partnerships are created when each side is uniquely able to meet a need for the other. And I think, again, that's the case for us. So it's important that the exchange be mutually beneficial. We're both getting something out of this. We're both getting better as a result of this. But my personal litmus test is for a great partner is someone I truly like and respect. If it's not someone I would invite over to my house for dinner, introduce to my family, I personally would rethink that partnership because you're entrusting your customers, your reputation, and your future to this partner. So it's important that your values align and that you have confidence in the other person's integrity. And I think I would add further that once you have the right partner, then the key is to over-deliver and exceed expectations. And I think that's in any partnership, particularly important in relationships. And if you give freely and unfailingly and help your partner achieve great success, you will never lack for exceptional partners. That's my perspective.
Oh, that is so beautiful. You know, you both have been in positions of really huge dynamic organizations and then smaller, more entrepreneurial roles. And so I just have to ask you, what do you think is key in finding and retaining a really stellar team in any of those environments?
That's a great question. And I would start by simply saying that I believe you attract what you give out. So if you want a great team, you need to be a great leader and a strong player. So for myself, and if I coach or mentor others, I would say instead of focusing primarily on others, focus on improving yourself, and great people are naturally going to be drawn to you. People love to work for great leaders and are willing to give so much more of themselves when they do. I personally love the quote from Ken Blanchard, and I think I've got it right when he said, the role of the leader is to make people spectacular. Now, think about that for a second. Who wouldn't want to work for a leader like that who wants to make me spectacular? And the other piece that I would add to this is that being a leader in the volunteer realm has helped me so much, and I personally believe can really help you hone your leadership skills. Because aside from the wonderful personal benefits you get from being a volunteer for a worthy cause, you also have to learn how to inspire and motivate a team of people who are not obligated to you, and they don't have to stay to get a paycheck. What they bring and how much they participate is totally up to them. So to be successful as a volunteer leader, you learn how to inspire people. You learn how to engage and empower them so that they want to come back over and over again, despite all the tremendous amount of competing priorities all of us have. So if you can make them feel valued and appreciated, you are going to have a passionate following. So applying that volunteer model to the workplace, in my view, creates great work teams. And I think Inger has another comment she wanted to add on this.
Well, yeah, I think the volunteer aspect is just so hugely important because, as Mark put it, you know, when you're working with people who aren't required to stay, it changes the game. And if you can get really good at that, then you will learn to be a good leader in any situation. But I just wanted to add that kind of in this day and age of outsourcing and virtual work opportunities, I mean, you mentioned that we've all worked in very different – I worked at Ford Motor Company with hundreds of thousands of people. I've also worked in a – you know, small consulting firm, and I've worked independently as a consultant. And so I know there's a lot of people out there that aren't in big corporations thinking about hiring a team, but they're still struggling with how do I get this work done? So it's really important to be sure that you actually need a team or that you need to make an addition to your team, because there are so many options available today with virtual work opportunities and outsourcing so that you can accomplish your work effectively and efficiently without adding the fixed expenses of a team member. So that said, if you decide that you need to bring someone on, and there's we all reach a point in as an entrepreneur where that's necessary, and as entrepreneurs grow, building their team, and of course in a corporation, you know, we all reach the point where at some point that has to happen or the team has to expand. And one of the things I think is really important is that every member of your team, especially if you're an entrepreneur or in a small business, be as passionate about your mission and as committed to your vision as you are. I think it's more important than any skill set they possess. You can train and teach people a lot of things, but you can't train and teach them to be passionate about your mission. If they're fully aligned, they will fight for you. They will work hard to learn what they need to do. They will fight for your customers, and they will stay with you even if a seemingly better opportunity arises, because they are all in. So to me, that's a really important ingredient to finding and holding on to a great team.
Oh, I love that you mentioned that. It is just so incredibly important. And oftentimes, large companies and small alike are so focused on the skill set that they don't evaluate how really important that is for them, short-term and long-term. So thank you so much for sharing that. You know, you mentioned how important clarity of vision is, and I was wondering if you could both share what your vision is. If you were to look at the amazing work that you're doing and the contribution you're making, what you'd like that to mean on a wider perspective, almost like a legacy perspective, where you'd really like to see that be for you?
Ooh, that's a juicy one. I love that. We are really seeking to empower millions of people to finally make the changes that they have been dreaming of making and achieving the goals that they have longed to achieve. We want people to know that if they've tried and failed before, that it's not their fault, it's not that they lack willpower, they're not broken, that they've been set up to fail with an expectation that things can happen quickly and overnight by the self-help industry that just isn't real. Your brain is hardwired to resist those kinds of changes, but you can trick it and override that switch so that you can, in fact, make that effortless, lasting change. And we are so excited to help people and guide them with our effortless change process, and also to inspire them with our proven success, because we've done it over and over again. And no individual or no business should ever feel frustrated or ever struggle to achieve their goals, or even worse, reach them and slip back again.
Mm-hmm.
When you are clear about your goals and you're aligned with your vision, you can make it happen, and it does not have to be hard. In fact, I would say if it is, it probably won't last. Effortless lasting change is truly possible, and it's replicable over and over again. We've done it, and so can everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that is incredible, and what an awesome vision, not just for you, but, you know, both of you together, but the contribution, again, that you're making to the world. It's just an awesome vision for everyone to be able to tap into. I was wondering, do you have like a tip or an exercise or something you either use with your clients or use for yourself that helps you get there and maintain that kind of vision?
Yes, definitely. You know, we, as I've mentioned before, we have a process that kind of takes you through the whole effortless change realm really simply and easily. But we don't have time to go through all of that, but I can give a great tip, something that you can do right now. And
wonderful.
That would be pick a goal. Okay, so maybe when we went through that life balance question earlier and we kind of rated the different areas of our lives, maybe one area really jumped out as like needing some attention. So if you go back to that and pick one goal – And whatever, try to be as clear about it as you can, but one goal that resonates with you. Maybe it's losing 10 pounds. Maybe you want to buy a new house. You don't like your house. Maybe you want to change jobs. Maybe your relationship isn't what you want it to be, or maybe you're not in a relationship and you'd really like to have one. Whatever that goal would be, write it down and then take a quiet moment and brainstorm as many little things, little tiny things that you could do that would be a step towards that goal. And the key is to try to make them really small. They may not seem really sexy when they're that small, but try to make them as small as you can. So as an example, let's say your goal was to lose some weight. You might have a really long list because there's lots of things you could do. But some of the things maybe that might resonate with you, maybe you could have one meal a week where you eat only vegetables. Maybe it's you could drink a glass of water before every meal. Maybe it's walking 10 minutes a day. I mean, we're not talking go to the gym for an hour. I'm saying 10 minutes. Maybe it's one less soda, that's what you drink. Or maybe you skip breakfast, and you could say, you know, I'm going to try to eat something for breakfast. Even if it's not the best, healthiest breakfast, I'm just going to start eating something and get in that habit. And you probably know what your to-do should be better than anyone else. So you don't need to go buy a diet book or a finance book or a relationship book. You probably have some really good ideas about little things that you could do. Maybe it's greet your partner when they walk through the door at night with a big hug. Maybe it's take 5 minutes in the morning before you run off to work to sit down and have coffee at the table and actually talk to each other. Little tiny things. You know what they are. Make your list and then choose one little thing. Just one. Something that you think that you could do confidently for a week and do it every day until it feels like it's part of your routine. Now, if after a week you feel like, yeah, I nailed that one, fantastic. Next week, pick a new one. But if you get to the end of the week and you don't feel that, maybe you need another week and stick with it. Or if you feel like maybe that's just, it's hard and it's not working, then maybe that was just too big. See if you can break it down or choose a new one and try that and stick with it for a week. Check in every week. Pick a day, Friday, Sunday night, you know, when you're getting organized for work. Check in and say, how did that go this week? Do I feel like I've kind of mastered that? Is that part of my new routine or do I need to keep at it? The key is just picking something that is really small that you are absolutely confident you could do, and then you go do it. Because as you progress forward, your confidence will increase, you're going to get results with each small step, and then you can just add and add and add over time. But don't worry about the future. Just start right now, today, one small thing.
That is so beautiful. I was wondering if you have a real quick success story, either something that you've experienced or something you'd like to share that you've been responsible for helping others to achieve.
Absolutely, and it's my story. More than 11 years ago, I woke up one morning, looked in the mirror, and didn't like what I saw. I'm 5'8", but I weighed 240 pounds. I didn't feel good, and I was worried about my health. I was clearly headed in the wrong direction, and I could see a lot of potential health issues ahead of me. So I knew at that moment when I looked in the mirror, I needed to change. And I think lots of people who are in that same situation feel the same way. But I, at the same time, didn't want to do what so many other people have done, including myself, and that's lose the weight quickly, feel that, you know, initial euphoria of achieving my goal, but then fall back to my old habits because it's comfortable, and then only gain all the weight back, but 10 pounds more. So in that moment, I realized if I truly wanted lasting change, I had to do something different, very different, and I did. And I really just stumbled upon this process out of frustration. Having tried all the quick fixes and overnight programs, I said, I'm just going to take this one step at a time. And that's how I lost 50 pounds and have successfully kept it off over 10 years. And the best part, you know, as you listen to Inger speak, is that when I did that, it felt effortless. it truly felt effortless because I was doing it little by little. I was applying the secrets of successful change without even knowing it. And so it's something I'm immensely proud of, really not just for the accomplishment, but more importantly, for my health and how I feel each day. But the real gift in my mind of this experience was that it taught me the secret principles of lasting sustainable change. And I have used those principles on many other aspects of my life and in working with others with great success. And what Inger just described has worked for me, it has worked for her, and it's worked for people we've worked with. And so we know it's going to work for anyone.
That is so beautiful. I can't tell you how much I've learned on this call. You are just a wealth of information, both of you, and such an amazing power when you collaborate together. So I was wondering, I'm sure that our listeners will be interested in learning more about you. Where can they find out more about both of you?
Oh, definitely. You can go to www.thewillpowersolution.com and learn more about our book. And you can also go and get some free gifts, including I have an Amazon.com best-selling ebook that's called What Your Doctor Isn't Telling You, and as well as some special reports on the five secrets of change and on some health and wellness topics, and I'm making them all available to readers and listeners for free, and you can get those at www.ingerpoles.com/free gifts, and I'll say that again because I have an unusual name. I'm, in fact, the only Inger Poles in the world that I know of. It's www.ingerpoles.com/free gifts.
Fabulous. And, Mark, is there also a site for you?
We're using that as our go-to site. So if anybody has questions or needs information, that's our site that we're directing everybody to.
Well, and the book site, The Willpower Solution. Well, you can reach us both through thewillpowersolution.com. And if someone wants to email too, you can email either one of us by using the email inger@ingerpoles.com to either Mark or myself.
Okay, so I want to give that the address again for your book one more time. It's thewillpowersolutions.com, right?
That's correct.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for being here. Again, it was just so informative and so delightful. And I wanted to share also with our listeners that if you'd like to learn more about Expert Insights and all of the things we do with our broadcast publications and communities, you can reach us at getei.com. That's getei.com. And Inger and Mark, thank you so much for being here. And everyone have an absolutely wonderful week.
Thank you, Vicki.
Thank you, Vicki.